You're listening to WGXC ACRA, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
Hi, this is Michael Wilde inviting you to Mostly Singles. And if you like what you're hearing, you'll love this show. Rarefied music, premieres, and guests. It's different every time. And a podcast, too. Go to WGXC.org. Mostly Singles, every fourth Tuesday at 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alachua, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is Brian DeWan. I leave my clock radio tuned to 90.7 FM so that when it goes off in the morning, the first thing I hear is WGXC.
Good morning and welcome to the Hudson Cafe. This is Maria Manhattan, and I'm so glad you could join me today because we have a special show. It's a tribute to Stephen Sondheim, the master. He left us about a week ago, and indeed he was one of the greatest composers of the 20th century, a man who moved musical theater forward. You know, there have been many great Broadway composers, and Sondheim certainly stands on the shoulders of some, especially his mentor, Oscar Hammerstein. But I can't think of anyone else whose shows are so continually revived and even gain in relevance with time. You know, there's always something more to find in a Sondheim score. And I think the key to his success is that he spoke to everyone. His language, no matter how sophisticated or clever, was always true to the character singing the song, whether the character was a prince in a fairy tale or a showgirl in burlesque. They all spoke their truth. So let's begin today with an early Sondheim piece from 1964, a song that seems so simple, but cuts to the quick. From Anyone Can Whistle, this is Barbara Cook in concert with the title song.
Anyone can whistle, that's what they say, easy. Anyone can whistle any old day, easy. It's all so simple, relax. Tango, I can read Greek easy. I can slay a dragon any old week easy.
Could be, who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone'll jingle, door'll knock. Open the latch, something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river, come on, deliver. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy. Meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Just out of reach, down the block on a beach, maybe tonight.
From the original cast recording of West Side Story, that was Larry Kurt, with lyrics by Stephen Sondheim and music by Leonard Bernstein. Sondheim said, "One of the hardest things about writing lyrics is to make the lyrics sit on the music in such a way that you're not aware there was a writer there." And I think that's true of so much of his work. His lyrics somehow seem inevitable. And I'll point to these next songs from Sunday in the Park with George, a show that I saw twice and cried through both times. It's such a moving piece about the pointillist artist George Surratt and his lover Dot and the sacrifices he makes for his art and what he leaves the world. So here are Mandy Patinkin and Bernadette Peters at the top of their game, with selections from Sunday in the Park with George.
Mademoiselles, you and me, pal, second bottle, she looks for me. bonnet flapping, yapping, roof, chicken, pastry. Yes, she looks for me. Good. Let her look for me to tell me why she left me, as I always knew she would. I had thought she understood. They have never understood, and no reason that they should. But if anybody could. Finishing the hat. How you have to finish the hat. How you watch the rest of the world from a window while you finish the hat. Mapping out a sky. What you feel like planning a sky. What you feel when voices that come through the window go until they distance and die. Until there's nothing but sky. And how you're always turning back too late from the grass or the stick or the dog or the light. How the kind of woman willing to wait's not the kind that you want to find waiting to return you to the night. Dizzy from the height. Coming from the hat. Studying the hat. Entering the world of the hat. Reaching through the world of the hat like a window, back to this one from that. Studying a face, stepping back to look at a face, leaves a little space in the way, like a window, but to see. It's the only way to see. And when the woman that you wanted goes, what I give, but the woman who won't wait for you knows that however you live, there's a part of you always standing by, mapping out the sky, finishing a hat, starting on a hat, finishing a hat. Look, I made a hat. Where there never was a hat.
Are you working on something new?
No.
That is not like you, George.
I've nothing to say.
You have many things.
Well, nothing that's not been said.
Said by you, though,
I do not know where to go.
And nor did I.
I want to make things that count. Things that
I did what I had to do.
What am I to do?
Move on. Stop worrying where you're going. Move on. If you can know where you're going, you've gone. Just keep moving on. I chose and my world was shaken. So what? The choice may have been mistaken. The choosing was not. You have to move on. Look at what you want, not at where you are, not at what you'll be. Look at all the things you've done for me. Opened up my arms. Taught me how to see. Notice every tree.
Understand the light.
Concentrate
I
on
want
love.
To love. I want to explore the light. I want to know how to get through to something new, something of my own.
They usually do. You keep moving on. at what you want, not at where you are, where you be. Look at all the things you gave to me. Let me give to you something in return.
And you smile.
I would be so pleased.
And the way you catch the light. And the care. And the feeling. And the love.
And it will be new. Give us more to see.
Dot, why did you write these words?
They are your words, George. The ones you muttered so often when you worked.
Order. Design. Tension. Composition. Balance. Light. Dot, I cannot read this word.
Harmony.
So much love in his words. Forever with his colors. How George looks. He can look forever. What does he see? His eyes, so dark and shining, so careful, so exciting.
Thank you. blank page or canvas, his favorite. So many possibilities.
Wow. That was the first act finale from Sunday in the Park with George, preceded by Bernadette Peters' Move On. If you can know where you're going, you've gone. Well, now, in another mood entirely. This is from a 1992 celebration of Sondheim at Carnegie Hall, and this is the wonderful comedian Madeleine Kahn with a song from Company.
makes you sigh a lot. Also, love, I hear, leaves you weak. Love, I hear, makes you blush and turns you ashen. You try to speak with passion and squeak. I hear, love, they say, makes you pine away. But you pine away with an idiotic grin. I pine, I blush, I squeak, I squawk. Today I woke too weak to walk. What's love, I hear, I feel, I fear, I'm in. Love, they say, makes you pine away. But you pine away with an idiotic grin. I'm dazed, I'm pale, I'm sick, I'm sore. I've never felt so well before. What's love, I hear, I feel, I fear. I know I am, I'm sure I mean. I hope I am, I swear I mean. I think, I trust, I pray, I must be in.
The legendary cabaret performer Julie Wilson with a song from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, the first show where Stephen Sondheim wrote both music and lyrics. And stepping up to the mic here in the Hudson Cafe, here's Stephen Sondheim himself with a number from Follies. He's just a Broadway baby.
Street to be in a show. Broadway baby, learning how to sing and dance, waiting for that one big chance to be in a show. Gee, I'd like to be on some marquee, all twinkling lights, a spark to pierce the dark, from Union Park to Washington Heights. Someday, maybe, all my dreams will be repaid. Hell, I'd even play the maid to be in a show. Get the breaks. Just give me my cue, sir. I've got what it takes. Say, Mr. Producer, I'm talking to you, sir. I don't need a lot, only what I got. Plus a tube of grease paint and a follow spot. I'm a Broadway baby. Great day when I'll be in a show. Broadway baby, making rounds all afternoon, eating at a greasy spoon to save on my dough. Oh, at my tiny flat, there's just my cat, a bed and a chair. Still, I'll stick it till I'm on a bill all over Times Square. Someday, maybe, if I stick it long enough, I can get to strut my stuff, working for a nice man like a Ziegfeld or a Wiseman in a big time Broadway show.
It's always so great to hear the composers sing their own work. I just love that. Well, you are in the Hudson Cafe, and I'm Maria Manhattan. And boy, am I a lucky gal to be able to host a show where I am left to my own musical devices, like today, to do the Sondheim tribute. Where else but here at WGXC would I be able to do that? You know, we're celebrating 10 years of radio for open ears. We've been at it quite a while, and we serve many communities, including, of course, Hudson, Catskill, Acre, Columbia, and Greene counties, the beautiful Hudson Valley, and points much further afield. You know, this is the station on your radio dial with an undying commitment to original programming. There really aren't many of those left. So, at WGXC, where you can hear the most engaging mix of music talk and public opinion without commercial interruption, we would love for you to give us a hand, help us out if you can, become a sustaining member. Just go to our webpage, wgxc.org, and click on donate and stand with your community. Well, I know several Hudson Cafe listeners who love original cast recordings, so I hope they are pleased today. And here's another. This is Zero Mostel in a star turn as Pseudolus, a Roman slave, trying to win his freedom in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Playgoers, I bid you welcome. The theater is a temple, and we are here to worship the gods of comedy and tragedy. Tonight, I am pleased to announce a comedy. We shall employ every device we know in our desire to divert you. Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications, nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something convulsive, something repulsive, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something aesthetic,
something frenetic,
something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Nothing with gods, nothing with fate.
Weighty affairs will just have to wait.
Nothing that's formal,
nothing that's normal.
No recitations to recite.
Open up the curtains. Comedy tonight. Something erratic, something dramatic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Frenzy and frolic, strictly symbolic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Company. thing for everybody.
Comedy tonight.
Nothing that's grim.
Nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises.
Cunning disguises.
Hundreds of actors out of sorts.
Pantaloons and tunics.
Courtesans and eunuchs.
Funerals and chases.
Baritones and basses.
Panderers.
Philanderers.
Cupidity.
Timidity. Mistakes.
Fate.
Rhymes.
Tumblers, grumblers, bumblers, fumblers. The royal curse. No Trojan horse.
I just want to follow that group wherever they go. Well, let's do a U-turn here. We're going to head in the opposite direction, from comedy to tragedy, with The Ballad of Sweeney Todd.
London town, of fancy clients and good renown. And what if none of their souls were saved? They went to their maker impeccably shaved. By Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Sweet.
that's all very well, but what are we going to do about the Artalian?
Later on, when it's dark, we'll take him out of the trunk and bury him.
Well, yes, of course, we could do that. I don't suppose he's got any relatives going to come poking around looking for him. Well, you know me. Bright ideas just pop into my head and I keep thinking. Seems a downright shame.
Shame?
Seems an awful waste. Such a nice plump frame. What's his name as? Ad. Has. Nor it can't be traced. Business needs are lift. Debts to be erased. Think of it as thrift, as a gift, if you get my drift. No? Seems an awful waste. I mean, with the price of meat, what it is, when you get it, if you get it.
Ha! Huh.
Good you got it. Take, for instance, Mrs. Mooney and a pie shop. Business never better using only pussycats and toast. And a pussy's good for maybe six or seven at the most. And I'm sure they can't compare as far as taste.
Mrs. Lovett, what a charming notion.
Well,
and I'm practical and yet appropriate waste. As always. Mrs. Lovett, how I've lived without you all these years, I'll never know.
Think about it, lots of other gentlemen will soon be coming for a shame. Won't they think of
choice
all their
ways? Oh, what's the sound of the world out there?
What, Mr. Todd, what, Mr. Todd, what is that sound?
Those crunching noises pervading the air.
Yes, Mr. Todd, yes, Mr. Todd, yes, all around.
It's man devouring man, my dear. And who are we? Desperate times, Mrs. Lovett, and desperate measures must be taken.
Here we are now, hot out of the oven.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh, so it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Only where it's at.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
No, you see, the trouble with poet is how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
Heavenly. Not as hearty as bishop, perhaps, but then not as bland as curate, either.
Good for business, too. Always leaves you wanting more. Trouble is, we only get it on Sundays. Lawyer's rather nice.
If it's for a price.
Order something else, though, to follow, since no one should swallow it twice.
Have you any dean?
No, but if you're British and loyal, you might enjoy Royal Marine. Anyway, it's clean, though of course it tastes of wherever it's been.
Is that squire on the fire?
Mercy no, sir, look closer, you'll notice it's grosser.
Looks thicker, more like vicar.
No, it has to be grosser. It's green.
The history of the world, my love.
Save a lot of graves, do a lot of relatives' favors.
Is those below serving those up above?
Everybody shaves, so there should be plenty of flavors.
How gratifying for once to know that those above will serve those down below. No, no. Something pinker.
Taylor.
Paler.
Butler.
Sutler.
Potter.
Hotter.
Locksmith. Lovely bit of pluck.
Maybe for a lark.
Then again the sweep, if you want it cheap and you like it dark. Try the financier, peak of his career.
That looks pretty rank.
Well, he drank, it's a bank cashier. Last one really sold, wasn't quite so old.
Have you any beetle?
Next week, so I'm told. Beetle isn't bad till you smell it and notice how well it's been greased. Stick to priest. Now, this might be a bit stringy, but then, of course, it's a fiddle player.
No, no.
this isn't fiddle player, it's piccolo player.
How can you tell?
It's piping hot.
Then blow on it first.
The history of the world, my sweet.
Oh, Mr. Todd, oh, Mr. Todd, what does it tell?
Is who gets eaten and who gets to eat.
And Mr. Todd, too, Mr. Todd, who gets to sell.
But fortunately, it's all so clear that everybody goes down well with beer.
Since marine doesn't appeal to you, how about rear admiral?
Too salty. I prefer general.
With or without his privates?
What is that?
It's fop, finest in the shop. And we have some shepherds by peppered with actual shepherd on top. And I've just begun. He's a politician so oily, he'll serve with a doily of one.
Put it on a bun. Well, you never know if it's going to run.
Trail the fryer, fry the dryer.
No, the clergy is really too coarse and too mealy.
That actor, that compactor.
Yes, and always arrives overdone. I'll come again when you have judge on the menu. Have charity towards the world, my pet.
Yes, yes, I know, my love.
We'll take the customers that we can get.
High born and low, my love.
We'll not discriminate great from small. No, we'll serve anyone, meaning anyone, and to anyone at all.
Angela Lansbury and Len Cariou from the original cast of Sweeney Todd. You know, I remember hearing that number, being in the theater, and of course with the rest of the audience laughing and thinking how wonderfully diabolical this plan was, and then having that moment of, oh, what am I laughing at? These people are crazy. Anyway, a highly entertaining musical. Here's another wonderful musical, A Little Night Music. This musical was composed of all waltzes. What a discipline to impose on yourself. As if it's not hard enough to write a musical, you're going to make them every song in it a waltz. At any rate, this is probably Stephen Sondheim's most well-known song. And singing it is Judi Dench. She appeared as Desiree Armfeldt in a Little Night Music production in London in 1995. And she killed it. Here she is with Send in the Clowns.
Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns.
Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines. No one is there. Don't you love fast? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother. They're here.
Desiree, I should never have come. I'm sorry. To flirt with rescue when one has no intention of being saved. Please try to forgive me.
Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. But where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Maybe next year.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today in the Hudson Cafe. This is Maria Manhattan. I hope you've enjoyed our Sondheim tribute. What a giant. He said, art in itself is an attempt to bring order out of chaos. He certainly succeeded at that so many times, but especially with Into the Woods, a fabulous mashup of well-known fairy tale characters who meet in the same woods. And so that's what we're going to end with today. At the end of Act One, the characters come to their happily ever after conclusion. Act Two, however, is what happens after happily ever after. And this is the finale. Enjoy. And I will see you next time.
The story of how it all happened. Be father and mother, you'll know what to do.
Alone.
People leave you halfway through the wood. Do not let it grieve you. No one leaves for good. You are not alone. No one is alone. Hold him to the light. Let him see the glow. Things will be all right now. Tell him what you know.
Once upon a time, a far-off kingdom, there lived a young maiden.
Careful the things
young
you
lad.
Say. Children
child
will listen. Careful the things you do. children will see.
And bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here.